Hello.
Hi, Luis. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good, and you?
Sorry, I'm doing good. It's okay. I figured, you know, you're in the industry of plumbing, so you have a pretty full schedule. You know, I know things come up, so I figured, well, maybe he'll text me and let me know what's a better time. I don't want to interrupt. So yeah, that's why I was following up. So are you ready?
Yeah. So I have a quick question. So once
of
we
course.
Say, but when are the pitches going to be done?
Oh, with everything that we're including? Yeah. So what we do, the process here, right, when we set up the account, we, you know, you and I basically go over, like, the business information to make sure that we're, you know, of course, listing you correctly, phone number, company name. We'll go over the billing. We go over some notes because I'll also set up, Luis, what's called a client interview, okay? The client interview will be with one of our technicians, and what they'll do is they'll go over all of the keywords, like your services that you want to be found for, the areas that you want to target. They're going to talk to you about the website as well and go over, like, the photos and the pictures and so forth, okay? Now, once that happens, we're working diligently, okay? We get things moving. So the timeline, within 3 to 5 business days, your website will be completed, and we'll send it to you so that way you can take a look at it. Let us know if there's any changes that need to be made before it goes live, okay?
Okay.
Within 6 to 10 days, you will receive, it's a PIN code that comes in the mail from Google, and it'll look like a postcard, and it says Google at the top. Now, the PIN code is what's going to make you that red dot right there on the map, okay? So you'll get that in the mail.
Okay.
And then within 5 to 7 days, Luis, we're going to have you listed within those popular directories, okay? As I had mentioned, like Facebook, I know you have Yelp, but, you know, like Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. I mean, those are just naming a few of the directories that we'll also list you on. Mm. And then with the Google Ads, now the Google Ads are the ones that are at the very top of the first page, you'll be listed in the Google Ads within 7 to 14 days, okay? And with the local map, now it states it in our terms and conditions. The local map, you'll have first page placement there within 30 to 45 days, okay? However, I will tell you that we like to over-promise, we like to under-promise, right, and over-deliver. There have been times that I have seen it happen sooner, and because we know it's important for, you know, for you to start getting those calls, right, directly to you as quickly as possible, is why we supplement the local listing with the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days. And remember, with the 30 to 45 days, you're also waiting for that PIN code, right? Once you get the PIN code, the technician goes over this with you. Once you get that PIN code, Luis, give us a PIN code, and then this way we can go ahead and optimize your profile page to the first page, okay?
Okay.
So, and as we're doing this, I will tell you that you'll be receiving notifications from us as these things are being processed. So we'll notify you when you're in the Google Ads, when you're live in the local map, when you're live in the directories. So we'll keep you in the loop as these things are being completed, okay?
Okay.
Now, you got my emails, right, that I had sent you to your iCloud email? Okay, perfect. So what did you think about the website?
Yeah, I
put an example.
Like
pretty good? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know when we had talked about the monthly, right, what I had sent you with the pricing. Remember, it's a month-to-month program. I don't know if you remember, but when we had first talked, we had also talked about, you know, you also have other options if you wanted to say you wanted, because I know with Yelp you were paying like $300 to $500 a month, right? And then I think Home Advisor you were spending like $1,000 to $2,000 over 3 months. Okay. So are you still using both of those? I know your Yelp listing is still listed there.
Yeah, my Yelp it is, but not Home Advisor.
But not Home Advisor.
Call me back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they called me back yesterday, so.
Oh, they did? Were they trying to get you to come back?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Were you just not getting any leads from them? I mean, what happened?
I was, but basically what was going on, you know, normally they send me the call or the text.
Uh-huh.
But when I guess I was not talking to them directly at sometimes. Or
right.
Sometimes they just, I call them and they,
right.
they already have someone there.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I believe that they send the leads to multiple businesses, right? Like all of you are
yes.
sharing the lead. So if you're not calling them, you know, before the other ones do, then you kind of miss it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's a good directory, but I hear that quite often, you know, is that the fact that you're sharing the lead, so it tends to get to be like you got to drop what you're doing and call the lead right away,
and answer,
right?
Yeah, and sometimes,
yeah.
you know, you're busy, you don't got time for people to call right away. It takes 5, 10,
yeah.
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, with this, Luis, I will tell you that the calls, they will come directly to you because, again, we're promoting your company name, right? Your phone number
mm-hmm.
on that first page of Google. And, you know, especially in your line of industry, your service is needed, right? People don't have time
yeah.
to wait for someone to call them or to be searching all over the place. I don't know if I shared with you as well that I even had problems, you know, with my plumbing. And I had to call a plumber, and it was like, I started calling, I didn't know who to call, so I went on Google, and I did a search, and I just started calling the guys down the list, you know, because
yeah.
I had to get someone out here, but I knew I had to get, you know, a couple of people, because some of them might be booked, some of them might, probably can't get to me, so I had to see what my options were, you know,
mm-hmm.
but luckily I was able to find someone, thank goodness,
yes.
you can't go without plumbing, yes. it's the artery of the home, you know.
Yes.
One thing, we're on your cell phone, right? If I send you a link right now, can you open it?
Yes, I could.
Okay, perfect. I just sent you a link, okay? Because it is my job also to let you know, like, what your options are, where you can save more money and kind of get more of a return for you on your investment, right? What I did send you, it's, we have what's called a custom website design. Now, the
mm-hmm.
custom website designs, we have three themes. There's a classic, which is the one that I sent you right now. We have one that's a modern, and then we have one that is future theme, okay?
Okay.
Typically, these custom website designs, I mean, they start at like $4,000 on up. They're expensive, right? However,
mm-hmm.
we do offer a custom website design is included when you do like a prepaid program. So prepaid meaning that you have an option to either pay 3 months, 6 months, or even 12 months. Okay. So just
okay.
to kind of give you an idea where you get a savings. If you paid, okay, you pay your first month and then you pay the next 2 months. So you pay 3 months every month. At the end of those 3 months, you would have invested $996, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, when you prepay 3 months, we offer it to you at $800. You pay $800, it'll give you 3 months, and it includes a custom website design, okay, at no additional cost. Now, if you paid, let's say, every month for 6 months, at the end of those 6 months, you would have already invested $1,893. We offer you 6 months at $1,300. So you pay $1,300 and you're covered for 6 months. Okay? If you paid every month for a year, at the end of that year, you would have invested $3,687. We
mm-hmm.
offer you 12 months for $2,500, okay? So you're getting not just a savings, but it also includes a design, a custom website design, which we customize it, of course, to still fit your business, okay? So you have the option to either go with the month-to-month program with the website that I included in the email with a design like
mm-hmm.
that, Or you also have the option, if you wanted to do a prepaid, whether it's 3, 6, or even 12 months, and you would get a custom website design.
Can I just start with the month and then probably, you know, I want to see how it works.
Absolutely. 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 I would recommend, this is what I would recommend, just so you know you have this option, right? Let's say before your next bill is due, right? So today you'll make your payment for the $398, okay? Every 18th of the month, you'll be charged the $299, okay? Month to month with no contracts. If before your next billing is due and you call me and you say, hey, Nadine, I want to do the prepaid, then we can go ahead and switch it over to that. I would say at least call me 3 days before your next billing. So that way we can go ahead and update it. Okay.
Perfect.
And just know you always have that option. All right. So what we're going to do right now, Luis, is we're going to create the account. You and I, your first name, you spell it with L-U-I-S, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's Diaz is your last name, D-I-A-Z, right? I know it's different in your email. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the phone number that we are going to list for the clients to contact you on, right? This is the number customers will call you. That's going to be the number that you and I are speaking on now, which is the 510-826-8011.
Yes.
Okay. And then the company name, the way it should read, should be Home Base Plumbing. Is that how you want it to read on Google?
Yes.
Okay. There's no LLC or anything like that, right? Just want to make sure we list it correctly. Okay. Now, we're also going to have Google send out that PIN code to you, okay? What address are we going to have them send it?
It's 24054 Dotson Court, D-O-T-S-O-N.
Got it. Uh-huh.
Hayward, California.
Uh-huh. 94544?
Yes.
Perfect. And that's, is that a house? Is there a unit number or anything like that? Or just the address?
Just the address.
Okay. And this is your residence, right? Because we're going to hide the address so that it does not appear on Google. We don't want it to show there. Okay. All right. And then right now what I'm going to do, Luis, is I'm going to send you 2 text messages to your phone right now. The first text message that I'm sending you is going to be the number to our customer service. So anytime you have an update, you have a change, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? And the second text message that I'm sending you as well, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video, it's about 6 minutes long, but when you have time, Luis, please take a look at the video because it's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and view your reports, because we're also including a customized tracking and reporting system. So you can always go in, view your campaign, see the keywords you're listed for, you know, how many phone calls you received. So you're going to be able to track your success with us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name, Luis? Does it have the business name or both?
Especially, like, I lost my car. I went down there to Walgreens to put money in the car. It's a temporary car.
Okay.
I don't know if it works. But Friday, I should receive my new one. So my change the car name.
So your card typically, so they gave you a temporary card, right, at the bank?
Yeah.
But typically, I mean, it's usually the same account number, right? I believe when they do that. I know when I've done it, when I misplaced my card, I had to go get a new one. So typically, how does your card read? With your name on it or the business name or both?
It's going to be in my name.
Okay. Do they just put it as Luis Diaz or is there like a middle initial?
They put it a middle initial.
Okay. So Luis, and then what's your middle initial?
E.
E, like Edward?
Eduardo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so silly that I said that, right? Edward in Edward in English. Okay. Now, is it the same billing address as well?
Yes, everything's going to be there.
Okay. Okay. And is it a Visa, Luis, a MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's going to be a Visa, David.
Okay. Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, it's 4143.
Okay.
9803.
Okay.
3169.
Mm-hmm.
1025.
When does it expire?
0924.
And what's the CVV on the back?
155.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy, okay? 4143-9803-3169-1025, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then that expires September of the year 24, and the CVV on the back is 155, right?
Yes.
Okay. So before I process the payment, okay, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. The reason, Luis, is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, Luis, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and clarify, okay? I want to make sure, Luis, you know, before we process your payment, that you have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Luis, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Home-based plumbing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Luis Diaz, home-based plumbing.
And what is your title within home-based plumbing? Are you the owner, the president?
The owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I don't understand that one.
Oh, yeah. So what it's saying, what the question is, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? So on behalf of your company, what this is saying is on behalf of your company, do you have authorization? Like, do you have permission to enlist in our program? Okay.
Yes, I do.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I am.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, let me explain this one as well. So what this means is we're not saying, Luis, that you can't do additional advertising online. We're just saying that before you do, okay, give us a call so that way we can reference and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if we're already doing it for you, okay? So that's what that means, all right?
Okay.
Okay. And then the question before that as well, just so you know, once you start having more online presence, there is a possibility, Luis, you might have some companies that are not local Splash trying to call you, okay, to sell you a listing online, okay? All you have to do is tell them, I'm already working with a company, thank you, and don't entertain the phone call. Now, we will never call you and ask you for more money. Okay, I'm just saying that there is a possibility you might get a call like that. So just tell them I'm already working with someone and then just hang up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 18th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day. I mean, each month, I'm sorry, not on the 13th. Let me repeat that. When your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement or pause it at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, Luis, is I'm going to update the package, okay, and then I'll be processing the payment. And what we're going to do is we're going to set up your client interview. Now, the client interview, we're going to set it up at a time that's convenient for you, okay? What we do, Luis, is we block out an hour, and in that hour, one of our technicians will call you to discuss further details, talk to you about the website and so forth. And they're going to basically be re-verifying the information that you and I went over, again, just to make sure that I have everything correct, okay? Now, the client interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details, okay? But this is where I say the magic is going to happen, all right? How does your, do you have like a specific time that, you know, you prefer that would work better for you so I can take a look at the calendar? I'm looking at for tomorrow's calendar because we're pretty full for today. So I have appointments starting, just so you know, I have appointments 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, and then I have appointments 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and 3 to 4. What time do you think is going to work best for you tomorrow?
Like around 1.
1 to 2, would that work better for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, you're also going to receive an email, okay, with a calendar invite, okay? Okay, it says cardholder, I just got something from finance, cardholder transaction not permitted. I wonder if it's because it's a temporary card. When are you getting your new card?
I should have it by either Friday, because I opened a new account. I have an appointment.
So maybe it's because you opened a new account.
Yeah, maybe that's...
Okay. All right, and you said you probably won't have a new card until probably Friday, right? Today's Tuesday.
Can I pay with, a different card? You know,
you can. Here's what you can do, Luis. Yeah, you can pay with a debit card, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you get your new card, we can switch it out so that way your card's on there.
Okay.
That is an option for you. Okay.
Let me get the other card. Let me see.
Okay.
So that one didn't went through, right?
No. Do you want me to go over? It says cardholder transaction not permitted. Let me ask my manager what that would mean because I got it back from finance.
Okay. I'm up.
Did you get, by any chance, did you get like a notification saying that someone was trying to process a payment? Like a text message from the bank? Okay.
That's what I was trying to look.
Is that what you're checking? Okay.
Yeah, but...
I mean, they usually give you a temporary card, right? So that you can use it. Hold on one second.
Emma.
Okay. Can I start with a different card?
Yeah. What's the name on the card that we're going to use?
Okay. It's 4342.
Uh-huh.
5623.
Okay.
9310.
Okay.
7493.
When does it expire?
0824.
And what's the CVV on the back?
465.
Okay. What's the name on the card?
The name is Mireya.
Okay, so it's your mom's, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay. And she's right there, correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Spell the name for me.
Mirella.
Uh-huh.
And then L.
Uh-huh.
D-I-A-Z.
Okay. And it's the same billing address, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Give me one second. So here's what we're going to do. You have your mom right there with us on speaker?
She's like, to, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me explain to you why. Because we're using her card, you know how I did the voice verification with you? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need to do it with your mom because we're using her card, and it's for her protection as well as for yours. Okay, so the same thing that I went over with you, I'm going to do with her in Spanish because she speaks Spanish, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so if you want to put me on speaker so I can explain to her what we're doing. She's aware of why we're making a payment, right? Did you tell her? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to talk in Spanish, okay?
Okay.
Let me know when she's on the phone.
Yes, yeah, she's right here.
Buenas tardes, ya no. Hi, Mireya. Mi nombre es Lidy Medina. Mucho gusto conocerla, señora. Yo nomás quería explicarle porque ahorita tratamos de hacer el cobro con la tarjeta de Luis, pero no pasó. So yo sé que él apenas está, es una tarjeta temporaria que él tiene, ¿no? So, porque vamos a usar su tarjeta, señora, para hacer el cobro. hasta que llega la tarjeta de él y entonces vamos a cambiar la tarjeta, ¿okay? El cobro, como yo lo tengo que hacer con su tarjeta, yo le voy a leer, es una verificación de voz que es grabado para su protección, ¿okay? Y te lo voy a leer, va a haber algunas preguntas, como por ejemplo, yo te voy a preguntar cuál es su nombre, y cuál es su título dentro de la compañía. Vas a decir su nombre y vas a responder que eres la mamá de Luis Díez y que estás pagando para su membresía, okay, para su programa. Okay, así es como vas a contestar. Hay una pregunta también en donde yo le voy a decir que cuál es el nombre de la compañía. So vas a solo decir el nombre de la compañía de Luis, okay, que es Homebase Plumbing. Okay. Sí. Si hay alguna cosa que usted no entendió o no sabes cómo responder, yo le ayudo. Okay. Nomás me digas qué quiere decir eso. Okay.
Sí.
Okay.
Sí.
So yo voy a prender la grabación, Mireya, y así es como se lea. Bienvenido al registro de verificación de voz de Local Splash. Esta llamada será grabada para fines de calidad y para delinear los servicios que recibirá de Local Splash, además de servir como una protección adicional para usted. Para asegurarnos que los detalles de su servicio sean correctos, por favor diga el nombre de la compañía.
No lo puedo pronunciar. Plume.
Por favor, diga su nombre.
Mireya López Díaz.
Okay. Y Mireya, usted estás pagando para el primer mes con la tarjeta de usted para su hijo, Luis Díaz.
Sí.
¿Está usted autorizada para establecer este servicio a nombre de la compañía de su hijo?
Sí.
Para obtener resultados lo más pronto posible, es importante que usted participe de manera continua en el desarrollo de su campaña. Debido a eso, ¿está usted de acuerdo en responder a las llamadas, textos y correos electrónicos de Local Splash?
Sí.
Al contratar a Local Splash como su representante de publicidad por Internet, ¿está usted de acuerdo en darnos a conocer cualquier uso adicional de programas de publicidad por Internet cuando sea necesario?
Sí.
¿El pago por el plazo inicial y el establecimiento de su cuenta será cobrado el día de hoy, 18 de enero 2022? Por la cantidad de 398. Cuando este plazo llegue a su término, su servicio se renovará automáticamente cada mes el día 18 por la cantidad descontado de 299. Usted podrá suspender o cancelar su servicio en cualquier momento por medio de una llamada al Departamento de Servicio al Cliente. Para prevenir cobros consecutivos, contacte Servicio al Cliente por lo menos 3 días antes de la fecha programada para su siguiente cobro. ¿Está usted de acuerdo con los términos y condiciones de renovación y suspensión?
Sí.
Okay. So, eso ya termina eso. Gracias, señora. Ya puedo seguir con lo demás con Luis. Okay.
Gracias.
Gracias a usted. Okay. Okay, Luis.
Okay.
So, I just had to do that with your mom. Just remember, when you get your new card, give us a call so that way we can remove your mom's card and switch it with yours. Okay. Or else it'll charge her.
No, yeah.
And we don't want your mom mad.
I know.
Right? She'll be like, what?
Charging me.
Okay. I'm going to repeat the card number back to you because you have it with you, right? I just want to make sure I got the right card number. I know you said it was 4342-5623-9310-7493, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it expires August of the year 24. And then the CVV on the back is 465, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and try to process a payment now. Well, your mom's nice. My mom, she would tell me, what is it for? When are you paying me back?
And this is, hey, I tell her I give you cash right now.
She's like, okay. Yeah, my mom, you know what? Let me tell you, Luis, my mom keeps a little librito, a little black book. And whenever we would borrow money from her, she would write her name down, our name down, the date and how much she loaned us, and then she would put down the date that we're supposed to pay back. And oh man, if we didn't pay her on that day, woo, we were in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I'm like,
a strict mom.
Yeah, very. My mom was very strict. Okay. So let me do this. I need to make sure I update this with your mom's name. Yeah, and just make sure that you give us a call so that way we can update it with her information.
Yeah, I'll probably call you Monday, or I should have you.
Uh-huh. Okay, mijo. Not a problem. And on the card, it's Mariela. M-A-R-I-E-L-L-A-L-D-S. Okay. Let me just update that there.
Yeah, can I call you back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, you want me to call you back in 5 minutes? Because I'm going to make sure that I send your receipt with your mom's name on it. So give me.
Okay. The other phone, sorry, with the customer.
Oh, I can wait. It's okay, Mio. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Give me a couple minutes. Probably.
Okay. Do you want? Okay. Call me back as soon as you're done, or I can hold. It doesn't matter. Up to you.
Yes. You just give me a second.
Okay. I'll wait.
Hey. Yeah. Okay. Sorry,
okay.
I was getting a call.
It's okay. No, no, no. Listen, if you're getting a call, just put me on hold. Tell me, hold on. Okay?
All right.
Don't worry about that.
Call.
Oh, my gosh. You're a go-getter, that's for sure. Huh? You have to. I would go crazy with two phones. Oh, forget it. I would say, never mind.
Sometimes you have to, like in this case, you know, you receive two calls.
No, you do. You really do. You have to. Absolutely. No, especially when you're running a business. Now, we sent, if you could take a look real quick, we emailed your receipt to your email, and we also sent it to your cell phone. Okay?
Okay.
It'll say, dear, it's going to be in your mom's name, though. Okay? It'll say, dear Mariela L. Diaz, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, your initial invoice is below this email. Let me know if you see that there.
In the text or?
It's in both. We sent it to both of them. We sent it to you in a text message, and we also sent it to your email. You could check either one.
Okay. Yeah.
You probably got several of them.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. So it should start off by saying, dear Mariela L. Diaz, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is below this email. Does it say that? You see that one there?
Local Splash will have summary. Between ourselves, with a goal. Oh, I don't really see that.
Okay, thanks. Read off the, what are you looking at, Mijo, your text messages or your emails?
Yeah, I checked my text message.
Okay, what text message do you see there? Read them off to me,
well,
the ones that are there.
Okay, I received, thank you for choosing Locus Classroom. We send you a copy of your invoice.
That's the one.
Email.
That is the one. Okay. Do you see where it says, please click here to
mm-hmm.
accept your subscription terms? You see that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, click on where it says click here. Okay. And now it takes you to a page at the top that says Local Splash, Terms
mm-hmm.
of Experience, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and it has your mom's name on it, correct? If you scroll, do me a favor, scroll all the way down to the bottom of that one where it says Terms of Experience, scroll to the very bottom, and it has your mom's name, right?
Yes, by the signature or something like that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, right above the signature, do you see the little box to the left? It says right next to it, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You see that there? It's right above the signature.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little box. Okay. Click on the little box. Click on that box.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the box next to where it says sign, your mom needs to type her name. So
okay.
Just Mariela. And then no period after the L, and then Diaz. So just Mariela space L space Diaz. It just needs to be typed in that box. And then
so
you can click
no
on.
Space, right?
No, yeah, you don't need to put a period. So just put like Mariela and then hit the little space bar and then L space bar and then Diaz. So she does it like that, and then when she does that, just click on confirm signature. Once that's done, let me know when that's done, and then you should see something pop up asking you for a username and a password.
It's not letting me confirm.
What's it saying?
Signature doesn't match.
Okay.
Have to. Okay. Give me a second.
So, Mariela?
It has to be all capital?
No, not all caps. Just capital M, the capital L, and the capital D. But don't put a period after the L.
It says signature doesn't match, please.
Okay. How are you type?
Put Mariela. Sorry. It's Mireya.
Oh, Mireya. Okay, that's why. Okay, how do I spell Mireya? I'm going to resend it to you.
Okay, it's M-I-R.
Uh-huh.
L-L-A. And then
okay.
L-D-I.
Got it. Mireya. Okay, that's why. All right, let me fix it. Okay, go ahead and get out of that. I'm going to resend you the receipt with her name spelled correctly. You're like, it's not matching. You're like, wait a minute. It's not right. Okay, let me update it, and then I'm going to resend it to you. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Let me go here. Okay, I just sent it. So give it a couple of seconds. It should be coming to you shortly. In the meantime, while we're waiting for that, what are some of the services that you want me to list? I know, obviously, are you focusing a lot on the plumbing right now?
Yes, plumbing.
Okay. What about septic services?
Septic, I do, but not as much. No.
Do you want to be listed for that or no? These are some of the services that we're going to list you for. I'm just going to, it's just to give the technician somewhere to start from, and then they're going to go over it more in detail with you. Like, I have plumbing. What about, like, water heater installation? Do you do repiping? Do you do, leak detection? What do you want me to list?
Water heater, faucet replacement, you know, shower, kitchen.
Okay.
Laundry, repipe, drain cleaning.
Uh-huh. What about sewer?
Yes, I do.
Drain cleaning sewer. And then sewer. Let me see. I'm going to do pipe installations. I'm just thinking of ways that people search, right?
Yeah.
And this is, do you offer emergency services?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Pipe installations. Services.
Water heater, tankless.
Okay, tankless water heater, that's good. I'm trying to think what
camera
else.
Inspection.
Detection. Camera inspection.
Yeah.
Is this for residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned you do have, I've seen pictures on Yelp. What about a business logo? Do you have one?
I do have one.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have a Facebook page or no?
No.
Okay. So we'll create one for you. Has photos. Has business logo. I want to go back to the calendar, make sure.
Okay, I already pressed the,
Oh, you did, Mijo? Oh, you did it all? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just said local platform.
And it's asking you for a username and password, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So let me tell you this real quick before we finish up your notes. So we don't have your username and password yet. Because they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. Now, once they create it, okay, you're going to receive this link with a username and a password. This is where you will go in, Luis, and track your results with our program. Okay?
Okay.
So once you get that email, you can also update the password to a password of your choice. This is why I want you to watch that video. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then tomorrow, your client interview, you said 1 to 2 o'clock would be better for you. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me just make sure you get that email and then we'll finish up some notes and then you'll be all set. Now, tomorrow, okay. When you have your client interview, Luis, they're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, we're also going to send you a reminder, okay, an hour before your interview as a friendly reminder that it's upcoming, okay? So we'll send it to you an hour before, all right?
All right.
Okay. So you should be receiving that email. Oh, hold on. How come it didn't stick? There we go. Okay, let me make sure this shows it with both. Okay, perfect. That's there. So you'll be getting that email shortly. And then one last thing. Okay. So how far out do you want to target for your customers? I think when I look back at the notes, let me see what I had put down. You had said like an hour away. So you want to stay within an hour drive? So like about what, 40 miles around you? Okay. So I'll put 40 miles. You know, at any time, you can always change that too. Okay. If you want to bring it in closer or go a little further out, the furthest you can target is going to be 60 miles around you. Okay, that would be the furthest. So we'll put you at 40 miles. At any time, if you want to target specific areas, cities, or you want to go a little further out or bring it a little closer, you can always make those changes. Okay?
Okay.
And then do you prefer for the clients to call you, text you, email? Can they do all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer phone and text.
Okay. And it's not required. I always ask, Luis, do you have a license, insurance, and the process?
I'm working on it.
Oh, good. Good for you. I know right now things are a little slow, right? How the appointments and everything.
Yeah, everything is, you know, with this COVID thing.
Yeah, I hear you. What are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Normally Monday to Saturday.
Okay.
Sometimes Sunday. Yeah.
So hours of operation, I could put Monday through Saturday. What are your, what's your typical times of operation?
Maybe.
On your Yelp listing, I'll tell you what it says on Yelp. On Yelp, it says Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
You want those hours?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then do you want me to put emergency services available?
Yes.
Okay. What are your forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal?
Right now I'm working just cash or check.
Okay.
Maybe next week, this past 2 weeks, I might see with car.
Okay. Do you do Zelle by chance? It's through, it would be through your bank. It's kind of like a wire transfer. So it's, they can transfer money from their account to your account.
Yeah, I might do that too.
Okay. So I'll put you down for cash and check for now. Do you take Venmo or PayPal or Cash App?
No, not yet. I haven't started it.
Okay. No worries. Whenever you do, just let us know, Luis, so that way we can update it. Okay?
Okay.
So just as a quick reminder, tomorrow they'll be calling you between 1 and 2 o'clock, and they're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So remember to make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? Now, within 3 to 5 business days, like I told you, the website will be completed for you to review. Let us know if there's any changes that need to be made before we publish it. Within 6 to 10 days, make sure you let anyone else that gets the mail before you do, let them know that you're waiting for a PIN code coming from Google. It's going to look like a postcard, and it's going to say Google at the top. The PIN code is what's going to make you that red dot right there on the map. So tell them not to throw it away. It's not junk mail. The technician will explain, go over this as well with you, okay? Now, within 5 to 7 days, Luis, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories, as I told you. Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. I mean, we're going to list you on the most popular ones. That's just naming a few of them, okay?
Okay.
7 to 14 days, you're going to be in the Google Ads. And then the local map, remember, it can take between 30 to 45 days. But again, once you get that PIN code, let us know so that way, you know, you can provide us a PIN code, okay? Now, as these things are being completed, Luis, we are going to be sending you, okay, notifications. So we'll notify you when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're live in the local map, when you're live in the directories, okay? So we'll keep you in the loop as things are being completed, okay?
Okay.
I want to be the first, Louise, to welcome you to our local Splash family, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. This is going to be a great year for you. Definitely many blessings in 2022, for sure. Okay? And save your receipt for your tax purposes, all right? And don't forget, once you get your card, make sure you call us at the very least 3 business days before that next payment hits. Because on the 18th, they'll be charging your mom's card.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Luis. Okay. Well, listen, you have yourself a good rest of the day, okay?
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. You are very welcome. Bye-bye.